Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Hey, I'll take 12 million bucks for a year's work. Wouldn't you? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. You may feel bad for former Carolina Panthers offensive coordinator Rob Chudzinski, who was fired after one season as head coach of the Cleveland Browns. But don't bother. Chud earned $2 million, leading the Browns to a 4-12 record that ended with seven straight losses, and he is now owed $10.5 million more for the remaining years of his contract. We'll catch you at the Tiki Bar in Maui, Rob. The NFL is the greatest sports franchise in the Western Hemisphere, but boy, are some of their teams dumb. Chudzinski, a Toledo native and lifelong Browns fan, didn't exactly fall off a turnip truck when he landed the Cleveland job. He had an impressive resume from coaching at the University of Miami to two prior stints with the Browns to two separate stops in San Diego and last season with the Panthers. All head coaches were assistants at some point, and it sure looked like Chudzinski was ready. But a team that makes a dumb hire and then admits it was a dumb hire deserves to fork over $10 million to the coach it fired. The Browns lack the one player any team needs to win in the NFL, a quarterback. And Chudzinski could be an offensive genius, but if Brandon Whedon, Brian Hoyer, and Jason Campbell can't make the plays on the field, let's get a decent QB for the coach before you send him packing with 10 large. Don't cry for the 45-year-old Chudzinski, who was well-liked with the Panthers before he left for the Lake and was replaced by Mike Shula. Chud has plenty of time left to bank the payout and still coach again. The same thing happened to Butch Davis, who was fired by Cleveland in the middle of his third season. He sat out the last 2 years of his contract and took the UNC job after having put $12.5 million in his checking account. But Butch was 10 years older than Chudzinski when he got canned, so Chud has the luxury of still being a young man if and when he gets back to the sideline. This makes five straight years that an NFL team has fired a coach after one season. So payoff money is obviously no sweat to these franchises that simply fire their own mistakes and praise the next one they hire. Instead of giving him millions as he hits the door, how about let's try giving him some time and tools to win? This is Archansky. See ya.